pesha also, who are peshiter? The one that's telling us this whole story is Reuven. Like if Reuven wanted to be quiet, nobody would have said a thing. Reuven is the one that's a pesha also. He's the one opening up his mouth and telling us that this field once belonged to your father. But he himself, Reuven himself, was right away a peshiter. Right away he's telling us that he bought it off your father. Therefore he's believed. A new svar of a peshos a peshita. Rashi's mashma, it's a new type of a nemonis. That since you're the whole one that told us the story, you have a special nemonis. We believe you, especially what you're saying. Tosfos learned it's a regular migu, just a migu diboy shosak. It's a better type of a migu. It's a migu you could have kept quiet. Like we have a proof you're telling the truth. Because if you want to lie, the best thing is to be quiet. You don't have to say anything. Nobody's coming to complain to you to take away your field. So who asked you to open up your mouth to say that this field once belonged to your father? Since you yourself opened up your mouth, it's a proof that you're telling the truth, you're not lying. That true, it was once his father, but it's true that you bought it off his father. Therefore, we believe you. But what about V'yim Yesh Edim, Shishalovif? Let's say we have Edim, that this field once belonged to Shimon's father. And now the question is, what are you doing in the field, Reuven? You said that you bought it off the father. V'uayim alakachtiyah, and Reuven says he bought it off your father. I bought it off him. Is Eina Neman? Now Reuven is not believed. And if Reuven doesn't have a star, or else he's not there, we'll see in the Gemara about Shnei Chazaka. He's not living there for 3 years already, so he has to go off the karka. But now that we have Avim, that this field once belonged to Shimon's father, there's no more Peshos or Peshitta. If you would keep quiet, the field has to go back to Shimon. You're telling us, no, you bought it off the father. So prove it. As far as we know, we have Edim that it once belonged to Shimon's father. He's the Cheskes Marikama. So we don't know what to do with it. We should leave it by Shimon. If you want to say it belongs to you, you bought it, you have to prove it. And if you can't prove it, you're talking on Neman. That's the end of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Taima, what's Pshat in the beginning of the Mishnah again, where it's a Machlokes, the husband's still alive, or else the Yoshim with the wife, that she says she deserves $200 for the ksuba. She was a psu at the time at the chasana, and the husband or the yoshim say no, she was an amona. She only gets 100. So Mishnah says if she could bring edim of these things happened by a chuppah, then she'll get 200. So time madik edim. What's the reason we believe her only if she has edim that either they gave out roasted wheat, or she went out with the hair uncovered, or she wore a special hinuma, then she's believed. Holek Edim, if she doesn't have proof that at the chuppah she was like a psula, is Baal Me'emin that will believe the Baal that she was a almona, and she only deserves to get $100. So Chuda Gemara says, Leima Tanan Stamad Lik Rabbi Gamliel, the Chura Mishnah does not come out like Rabbi Gamliel. And the Chura is a kasher, because before we pass him like Rabbi Gamliel. Because be Rabbi Gamliel, if the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's a kasher, Ho Omar Ihi Mehemna. Rabbi Gamliel said in the Mishnah before, we believe her, she's Neman. Before the case was the Moshe, if the husband tain is Pesah Pesuach, the night of the Chuppah, the husband says Pesah Pesuach, that you're not a Psula, and she, that you're a Bula, and therefore I don't want to give you anything. And before we add, if she says no, that Mishurastani Nenasti, that what happened was that at the time I made Kedushin with you, I was a Psula, just later on a man was Manas me. The Mishnah before said, Rabbi Gamliel says, we believe her. When she has a bori, and she has a cheskes aguf, or else she had a migu, we believe her. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, we believe the wife. Sakam over here in the Mishnah says we don't believe the wife. Only if she has Edim. But if she doesn't have Edim, even though she says for sure she was a psula, we see we don't believe her. So her, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Gamliel. Gemara says no. Afilu teimer Rabbi Gamliel. Even if you want to say no, our Mishnah is la'locha, even according to Rabbi Gamliel. But it's a big difference. Up until now, when did Rabbi Gamliel say before that we believe her? Hossam over there in the Mishnah before, Ella Babori Veshema. There the quite case was, the husband does not know what happened to his wife. The question is, the husband thought he married a Bsula, and the night of the Chuppah, when he lived with her, he found out she's a Bula. But the husband doesn't know when it happened. The husband's only saying, Shema, maybe you are a Bula, you lived with a man already before I first married you. So therefore, I don't want to give you ksub at all. She says back, no, bury. I'm telling you what happened. I know what happened to me. What happened to me was that at the time of the Kedushin, I was a psula. Therefore, I deserve $200. And in between, somebody was manas me. So when she says Bari, she knows for sure what happened. And the husband does not know, he's only a Shema, that's Rabbi Gamliel Svara. That Bari v'Shema, Bari Yod, if we believe her, because she's the Bari. Aval Hachab Ranao Mishnah over here, Bari you Bari? Here they're both saying for sure. The husband is saying for sure, I remember, that when I married you, you were an Amana. That's something he knows. The curve went out. Everybody knew that you were married once before, and your first husband died, and then I married you. So the husband says he knows for sure you are an Amana. So I only want to give you 100. So in a case when the opposition against her is a Bari, Lo Yama, Rabbi Gamliel never said that we believe her. Like a Bari, why should we believe her? Believe the husband better. Befrat, he's holding his money. She wants to get money away from the husband. The klal always is, Al-Maitzim Mechaber, Al-Avaraya. So therefore, of course, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara goes so far to ask, like, what was the Havamina then? For the Gemara, the famous Lashon, Udekari lo, Maikari lo. Like, what did you speak? What did you open your mouth for? Like, what was your first question? And that's a portion of Teretz here. That Rabbi Gamliel is talking about Bari Vishema, when the husband doesn't know exactly what happened. He's only saying maybe. But over here, where the husband says for sure he knows that she was an Amana, of course she's not believed. For the Gemara, Bari or Bari who? Our Mishnah is a Bari or Bari. We had the old Gemara before, Rabbi Gamliel only says because of a Bari v'Shema, and a Cheska Saguf, or a Migu we had. But you need the Bari v'Shema. But now Mishnah, it's a Bari v'Bari, Pshita Rabbi Gamliel agrees that she is not Neman. So Gemara says, the Havamina was like this. We thought that Ki von der Rav Noshim, Besulis Nisais, since Rav, the majority of marriages, are by Besulis. The majority of people get married is the first time, not the second time, not a namona. So I would think that since she has a roiv on her side that says that she was a b'sula, ki bori v'shem adami, maybe it would be like a case of bori v'shem that according to Rabbi Gamliel we should believe her. And that the Gemara says no, the Kamashmulan is no, that even though she has a roiv on her side, but Lamaisa, the husband, the opposite side, is saying bori, he knows that she was a namona. So klal is, Al-Maitzim Mechaber, all over Raya, you can't get the money. And Rashi explains why the Havamina is that's a Chakira Nachreinim. When one person is a Bari, he knows for sure, she knows for sure, and the other one is a Shema, why does the Bari win? One Svari is because the Bari sounds more believable than the one that Shema. So it's a Svari to believe the Bari because he sounds stronger. So that was the Havamina. If she has a Rav on her side that Rav Noshim get married with Sulais, it's also a reason to believe her. Her side sounds stronger, because she has a rave. Rave ladies that get married are the first times. So that was the Havamina, according to Rabbi Gamliel, she should be believed. But the Teretz could be no. The reason why Bari v'Shema wins is not so much because you're a Bari, but because the other person's a Shema. When somebody's in doubt, then he doesn't know what he's talking about, he has no right to say. That's why the Bari wins. But only because the opposite side is a Shema. But over here, even though she has a rave with her, but since the opposite side, the husband is saying for sure that he knows you are an Amana, whenever you have a Bari on the other side, then we don't listen to her, it remains a Suffolk, and by Mumin, you can't get money away in a Suffolk. Mura says, Navachi Nami Nistavra. This is also a throw like we're saying, that Rabbi Gamliel agrees to the beginning of this Mishnah. Why? Midiktoni says at the end of the Mishnah, Umayde Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua agrees, in this case of a Peshas, a Peshitta, that Reuven is believed. So, Rabbi Yeshua agrees. For the Gemara, like, who is Rabbi Yeshua agreeing to? Iyam with Bishleim, if you're going to tell me it's very good, that I be Rabbi Gamliel b'moidam, that Rabbi Gamliel in the beginning of our Mishnah is also agreeing. In other words, the beginning of the Mishnah is saying that Rabbi Gamliel, even though before he said we believe her, in this case where the husband is a Bari, we don't believe her. So Rabbi Gamliel is talking in the beginning of the Mishnah, that in the case of Bari or Bari, we don't believe her. So then Shapir, it's good that at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua said, you should know, I also agree to you, Rabbi Gamliel, sometimes. But just the beginning of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Gamliel agrees to Rabbi Yeshua here. We don't believe her. So it's good, Rabbi Yeshua says back, I also agree to you. There are some cases that I also agree there's a case of a Migo Pesh or Sepesh Yitta. Eli Yamar, but if you want to tell me, Loi Ari Rabbi Gamliel B'Moida, that Rabbi Gamliel is not talking about the ratio of the Mishnah, that the beginning of the Mishnah is only Rabbi Yeshua, not Rabbi Gamliel, if so, Rabbi Yeshua Laman Moida. What's the shot at the end of our Mishnah that says, Umoida Rabbi Yeshua? Like, too, is he agreeing? Who is Rabbi Yeshua agreeing to? if Rabbi Gamliel is not talking in the beginning of the Mishnah, so is he agreeing to? So that should be a proof that the beginning of our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Gamliel also. And the svar is, since the husband is a bari, therefore she is not believed. Tomorrow says, no, maybe there's not a proof. Me, Sarvat, do you have to say, do you think, that Rabbi Yeshua, hi, Pirkin Koi, that Rabbi Yeshua, when he says, I agree to you, he's agreeing, he's talking about an hour Mishnah, he's talking an hour Perik here, the second Perik? Maybe no. I tell you, Amigu Koi, Rabbi Yeshua is saying that I agree to you, Rabbi Gamliel, in Hilchas Migu. Like in this Migu of a Peshos, a Peshitter, I believe you. And you know what? The Pirkin Kamakoi, Rabbi Yeshua is going back, we look to the first Perik. In other words, that we have before Machoikas, and if you say Migu or not, so Rabbi Yeshua is saying, even though in the first parak I argued on you, Rabbi Gamliel, and I said, you don't say Amigu, but over here, in this case, of a Peshos, a Peshitter, I agree you do say Amigu. Now the Muslim go explain the Mishnahs we had before. Ahai, on which Mishnah before is now Rabbi Yeshua agreeing? Elam, if you want to tell me a whole from the Mishnah we had before, that Hoysum Oberis, in the case we had that she is pregnant, the girl is pregnant, the Yom Rulon, we ask her now, Matiba Shalul Bazer, like, who was the husband? Who was the boy you live with? We want to know what's the halacha of this kid? And she says back, Meish Tuayne Vikainu. She knows the boy was a kind of kosher yid. So he said, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nemenis. She's believed. She has a tainus boris. She has a chazaka. We believe her. Rabbi Yeshua, Aymel, Lame Piyu on a chayit. No, we don't believe her. Al Smile Osam Yuchsin, we don't believe her bori. When we have a suffix, min a suffix, we say, Ain't a patropos la royis. Mistama, she has dus for the mamzer, she's possible. So if you want to say that Yeshua over there disagrees, here he agrees. For the Gemara, Hosa my migu iko. In that Mishnah there's no migu. Hare Krista ben Chanel. She can't say she was a nivola. She's pregnant. Krista means like a stomach in between the teeth, like she's pregnant. We see for sure she adds nus. So there's no migu over there. There wasn't the shayla of a migu. There was a shayla of a Gamliel says we believe her because she's a bari. And if Yeshua says we don't believe her, that's all. But there's no migu over there. So that can't be the Mishnah that now Rabbi Yeshua is saying, on this I agree. Elo Ahor, some of the other Mishnah we had. That what the beginning of that Mishnah was, Rua Midaberes Mechud. That we saw the way a girl was talking with a boy, and then they had Yichud, they were alone together. That's all. Now V'yomrlo, we ask Matibush Lizdeh, like we are choshev that they live together. She has nus with the boy. So you want to know who is the boy to know if she's still mutter to get married to a kohen or not? And she answers back, yes, ish plenye kohenu, he's a kosher boy, he was a kohen, I'm still mutter to get married to a kohen. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Imrim Nemenis. They say, yes, we believe her. She has a bori, she has a cheskas kashrus, she was kosher before to a kohen, she's still kosher now. No, I don't trust her. So what? So the Rabbi Yeshua says, I don't believe her, but now missionary believes her. For the Gemara again, Hosa, my migu iko. What kind of migu is it over there? Like Rabbi Yeshua is saying, even over there there's a migu, I don't believe that migu. Over here and now Mishnah, by this migu, I do trust the migu. But what kind of migu is it over there? So Gemara says again, it was a machlekes, what the case of Madaberis means. So Honi Yichol is Ziri. It's good according to the way Ziri learned Pshat. The Yom Amai Madaberis. He says, after we see this boy and girl talking together, what does Madaberis mean? Nistara. It means that all we saw them was just they were alone together. We didn't see the way they lived together. We just saw they were alone in the room. So then it's good that really she has a migu. What? Migu di boyom relayn avalti. If she wanted to, she could have just said, I did not live with him. Ukomra, now she said no. Ukomra, she said, nivalti, that I live with him, but he's a kosher Jew, so mehemna, that's a migu. So that's okay. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua is saying, that migu I don't believe. But in our Mishnah, I do believe a migu. But it's good, there is a type of a migu over there. Like the girl, we say the girl is not lying. Because if she wanted a lie, she should have said a better lie. She should have said, I didn't live with him at all. We don't have Adam, they live together. We only have Adam, they were Nistara, they were alone together. So according to Ziri, it's good, there should be a migu there. And if Yeshua says, that migu I don't believe, because his svar is, ain't apotropos la royis, then we don't believe that migu for sure they had beer. But in our Mishnah, Peshos, we do believe. But Elo la Rabasi, but according to the way Rabasi learned Shan the Mishnah before, Tiyomamai medaberis, nivelis, Rabasi before said, when the Mishnah says we saw them talking, it was only a nice way of speech, but really it meant that we saw them live together. So if we saw them nevelis, My Miguika. Again, she has no Migu. She couldn't have said anything else. We caught her. We saw the way she lived with the boy. And we asked her now, who is the boy? So she has no Migu. We have no proof that she's not lying. So that's why Yeshua says she's not believed. Said, so what are they going to do with our Mishnah? Why is he being Maida? There was no Migu over there. So Mashmir is saying, Maida, that even though in other Migus I disagree, in our Migu here, I believe her. But there was no Migu over there? So it says, Dela Aho, goes on to the other Mishnah. The what the Shaila was, he Meris Mukathetani. Again, the husband, by the Chuppah, Tainan, she's a Pesach Psuach. I don't want to give you Ksuba. And she says, true, but it was a Mukathet, I hurt myself, then I deserve to get a Ksuba. Ruwai me, he says, the husband says, like he'll Drushas Yashat. Don't give me no stories, it wasn't the Mukathet. You lived with a man before, you're a Bula, and I don't want to give you Ksuba at all. That was the Machloik Yasim and her. So the Mishnah Miyad before said that, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nemenis. We believe her. She has a right to say she was a Mukatzeitz. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi again, Rabbi Piyon Achayin. No, we don't trust her. So the Chura, what's the Migu over there? For the Mara Hossam, my Migu Iko. And that Mishnah also, what's the Shara of a Migu over there? That she is saying she's a Mukatzeitz. So Mara sounds like this. Finish Lame, Rabbi Lezer, it's good the way Rabbi Lezer learned Shana Mishnah over there. That when she says she was a Mukatzeit, she's only asking for $100. In other words, she's saying true, that when I got married to you, I was a Mukatzeit, but I only deserve $100. The husband is saying, no, when I got married to you, or a Bula, you lived with a man before that, I don't want to give you a penny. So then it's good that she has the Migu. You know what Migu she has? Migu Dibo Yomro Mukatzeit Sanitachtecha. If she wanted a lie, she should have said a better lie. She could have said like this, at the time when I got married to you, the time of the Kedushin 6 months ago, I was a psula. I was pure. I deserved to get $200. Do you know why tonight by the chuppah you found me to, I don't have my psulim? I hurt myself in between. Tachtecha, after I was married to you, then I hurt myself. And then, v'yislo masayim, she could ask for $200. So she has a migu. O Kamran, instead of saying that, you know what she's saying? She's saying me kara. She's saying that true. At the time I married you, I was a mukatzeit. The less to elamana that she only gets 100. So she's only asking for $100. So according to Rabbi Lez, it's good that really she has a migu. Really, it's a svara to believe her. We say she's not lying because if she wanted a lie, she should have said a better lie. She could have said not that I'm a mukatzeit before the kedushin. She could have lied and said it just happened to be last week that I became a mukatzeit. But at the time of the Kedushin, I was a regular psula. I want 200. And since she's only asking for 100, so that's a proof she's not lying. So that would be good. That Rabbi Yeshua says, that Migu I don't hold from. And we'll soon see why not. But the Migu of our Mishnah, which is a Peshosor, this Migu I believe her. But Elul Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon and Shita, to Yama that he said before, Bimasayim Amono, that the Isha he holds, that a Mukatzeit, she deserves to get $200. So whatever she says, whether she was a Mukatzeit before the Kedushin, or she's a Mukatzeit only after the Kedushin, she's still asking for $200. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, my Migu Iko, there's no Migu there. She has no better taina. No matter what she says, whether she's a Mukatzeit before the Kedushin, or after the Kedushin, she's asking for the same money. She wants $200. So there's no Migu over there. So again, what is Rabbi Yeshua agreeing to? Let's go back to the first Mishnah that says like this: you marry your wife, and the night of the chuppah, the first time you tie in a pesach psuach, she didn't have any psulim. So he on there, she says, you should know it's true, but you know what happened to me? Misherastani nenasti. What happened to me was, even though at the time of the kedushin I was a psula, but later, a month after that, somebody was manas me, and I lost my psulim then. But I'm still mutter to you because it was an oinus. And if it's tachpa sadeyu, I say it's your mazel that caused it, I still want my $200. Ruwaim, the husband answers back, loy, that wasn't the case. He says back, Hashemah, ki elo ad, shloy erasticha. He has a doubt, maybe this happened before we had Kedushin. So at the time of the Kedushin, you were really a bula, you tricked me, I don't want to pay yiksuba. So there we had, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nemenis, Yavishuwaim, Olimipi, Yonachayin, that Rabbi Gamliel says there, we believe her. Again, because she has a tainus vari with a chazoko or a migu, and the Yeshua says we don't trust her. So there it's good. The migu di boyar mukatzeitz ani tachtecha. Over there, it's a good migul she has there. Because what did she say? She said, a man was manasseh after the kedushin. And she could have said, rather, the migul dibo yomro mukatetani tachtecha. She could have just said, and not that a man lived with me, but I hurt myself from a stick. And what will be the difference? The loikopos lanashe mikuna. She doesn't postle herself from a kain. Like this, if she says a man was manasa, the halacha is, if a man was manasa when she's married, even though she's mutter to her husband though, but she's also to get married to a kain later. Even if her husband dies, she can't marry a kain anymore. So when this lady told us that Mishraftanin and Nasi, somebody was manasa after the Gedushin, she's making herself now possible to a kain. So the Chur is a migul to believe her that she could have said she was mukatseitz, and she wouldn't be possible to a kain. Meshemachi come Rabbi Gamliel dem Hemna. That was Rabbi Gamliel's svara why we believe her, because she has a migu. Now it's very good our Mishnah. Come Rabbi Yeshua le Rabbi Gamliel. And now our Mishnah Rabbi Yeshua is talking back to Rabbi Gamliel. That behind migu dehocha medina lecha. And now a migu and our Mishnah over here, the new Pershasa Pershitter, I agree to you, we believe the migu. But there who migu dehosim, but the migu over there by Mishastan and Anasi, paligna levacha, there I argue on you. Because there, that migu is not a peshos, a peshitta. So in that migu, I argue. Mara asks, like, what's the difference? So Mara says, michti, let's see. Hai migu, v'hai migu. They're both called migus. They're both reasons to believe that she's not lying. Like in that mission over there, when the Isha said, mishirastani nenasti, that something happened to me, a man was manas to me after the Kedushin, we should believe her, because she could have said a better lie if she was lying, that she was only a mukatsaitz. Sakam over there, we don't believe her. And here in our Mishnah, when Reuven comes and tells Shimon, you should know, even though this field once belonged to your father, but I bought it off him, here we believe him. What's the difference? Maishinah, haimigu, mehaimigu, what's the difference? So Mura says the Loshin, hoch over here, ein shor shochut lefanecha. And our Mishnah over here, that's a moshel like, there's no shor, there's no axe, that shochut, that's killed in front of us. In other words, there's nothing to start us off. And our Mishnah, Reuven, is living in his field, peacefully. He didn't have to open up his mouth. Shimon doesn't come to complain to say, the field belonged to my father. So there's nothing here, no evidence to make any troubles. Who's the one that started everything? Reuven. Reuven's the one that opened up his mouth and said, you should know, I'm telling you, this field once belonged to your father, but I bought it off him. So since there's no shore, there's nothing to start off, that's why we believe Reuven. In other words, some Mishnah learned this is a svara of the Peshasa Peshitta. That's a svara to believe Reuven. But Hossam in the Mishnah before, Harei Shor Shachal Lefanecha. Over there the case is when the husband had the first via by the chuppah, after the chuppah, the night of the chuppah, he found out she was Pesach Pesuach. So he has some evidence to complain about. He says, I see something happened to you. So the husband says, what happened to you was, you were a bula, you lived with a man before I married you, before the Kedushin. And therefore I don't want to give you ksuba. She says back, no, by the Kedushin I was a psula, but something happened to me afterwards, mishrastan and anasti. But over there, that's not called a peshos or peshitta. Because there we have evidence, the husband says pesa psuach. The husband says something happened to her. So there the migu she has is not such a good migu. Therefore by that, migu Rabbi Yeshua says, I don't trust her. Pashaykh and the mission over here, where it's a good Peshos, a Peshitter, over here, attack a believer. I believe him, Reuven. The other one goes back to the beginning of our Mishnah. So it's saying now, the beginning of the Mishnah here, if the Isha says that she was a Psula, we don't believe her. If she doesn't have Edim, we believe rather the husband to say that she was an Amona. And therefore the husband only has to pay 100 and not 200. Now we just said before that the Rav Noshim Besulusness says, since you're telling me now most times Rav happens that the marriage is by a Besula, so if so, Kiliyasu Edim, even if she doesn't bring Edim to her side, that she went up in the Numa with her hair uncovered, Maheve, like so what? Why don't we believe because she has a Rav? And the Chur with Rav, we could be Maisi Mamin. So Tosfos speaks out that the Gemara's kasha is only according to Rav. That Rav holds all over, holchim among ma'achor roiv. That with the roiv you can even take out money. But according to Shmuel, Allah we hold, ain't holchim among ma'achor roiv. If you have a roiv, still you can't take away money. The klal is, the Gemara is not asking. On the side, the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Ramban, they both say no, the Gemara's kasha is even. or the Baal HaMor rather says, the Mor's Kasha is even according to Shmuel. Because over here the Pshat is a roof by itself can't be Moshe Mammon. But over here the Isha has a Chazakah also. She has a Cheska Saguf to say, or Chazakah says she wasn't married yet. She was born not married, so say most probably she wasn't married before. This is her first marriage. She also has a roif. So when you have a roif and a chazokah, that could be Moshe Mammon. Therefore the Gemara has the kasha here, since she has a chazokah and a roif, so why isn't she believed? Why does the Mishnah say only she has Edim? Even without Edim we should believe her. So the Gemara answers the Teretz like this. Amaravina, Mishamdika Lameima True Roif Noshim Suas Nisis. There's such a roif like that. The majority of marriages are the first time. But Umiyat Almanis. But there are a minority of people that get married a second time. For Chola Nisayis, everybody gets married the first time. Chola Nisayis Pesula, Yesh Lo Kol. Usually everybody talks about it. There's a kol going on. Everybody knows it's the first time they're getting married. There's a kol going on.
All right, turn over.